Welcome, welcome, welcome. Say hello when you arrive. Hi. So, Jo Warwick here, and it's day four of luxurious living. And you've been using the challenge, the visualization meditation now for a few days. And as I encourage, I would actually use it twice a day. It's powerful, it's delicious, it's gorgeous. Hi. And you've been doing these activities, and as you can see, they are building on each other. So yesterday's was just playing with your power words, and but of course, as we are building your frequency, we're shifting your vibe and getting you more into a luxurious vibe, mental attitude, energy, mind, body, energy, and soul. Remember, we're trying to get the wheels all going in the same direction instead of things going off. And of course, we're not talking about perfection. I do not want perfection. We just want better than you've been and moving in the right direction. Okay. So we've been doing that, and you've been releasing. And as I talked about, it's just energy. It's all just energy. The energy that you want and the energy that you're releasing, it's all energy. Everything is energy. Okay. Everything is energy. And everything starts as energy. So everything you want to manifest, everything you want to feel, it's all energy. Okay? And so we want to have these shifts, but we have got to move the energy through our bodies, through our mind, through our cells, through our being, as I said, all four wheels, which is why I give you these lovely things of the music to dance to, things to do for your mind, and all getting in alignment with your soul. Because this is a soul, all of my stuff is soul-led. It's about you connecting to your divine self, your soul, your inner GPS, your love GPS, as I call it, the things that you know is right for you, coming from your divine self, coming from your divinity connected to all that is, from source, God, goddess, the universe, however you want to call it, from the source, and then acting upon that, living with it. And seeing physical manifestations, really important. I'm here and all about you having physical manifestations with ease and grace. Ease and grace. So, today, drop me in the comments any feedback you have from the meditation, any awarenesses that you might have been having now that you've been using it for a few days. But we're going to do a little exercise to start with. So I'll just give you a moment to put that in. All I have a drink of water. Right. When you're ready, we're just going to do a very little exercise very quickly, because today we're going to talk about money stories. But I want to tap you into your luxurious self. Let's claim your luxurious self. All right. So, just for a moment, just wherever you're sat, just make sure your hips are open, legs are open, body is open, arms are open. You're leaning back into the chair. You're leaning back into the sofa. You're opening your body up and taking space. Really important. Okay? And just take some nice, slow, big, deep breaths in from your belly, breathing in through your nose, as you do at the beginning of the meditation, filling up your belly, filling up your chest, opening your chest out, dropping your shoulders, and really allowing the chest to go forward, tits forward, as we always used to say, riding. And, leaning back into the chair, opening that chest space up, opening up your belly, opening up your hips, and just holding and then releasing, letting everything go out through your mouth, nice and soft, blowing it out with an intention. You can do this with your eyes closed, eyes open, but just remember, just take some nice, big, deep breaths. And as you take a breath, I just want you to scrunch up your toes. Scrunch up your toes if you can, and then hold them as you breathe in. Hold at the top. Hold for a count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and breathe out. Long and loose out through your mouth, and release your feet. All right. And this time we're going to breathe in and we're going to scrunch up the toes and we're going to scrunch up the fists. All right, so you're going to breathe in. Scrunching up the toes, scrunching up the fists if you can. Hold when you get to the top, holding everything. Hold for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release your hands, release your feet, and breathe out. Okay. Now, all I want you to do is just to visualize yourself. Okay, just imagine yourself in your mind's eye. You're not in front of you, you're in you. So just see yourself in front of you. Imagine that you're just wherever you are, it's fine. You're present somewhere. You can place yourself wherever you need to be, but just imagine yourself somewhere or something, you know, just as yourself. All right. But I also want you to now imagine that you're wearing a lot of clothing. Now, you'll hear me say in the meditation, wear as little clothing as you want. I want you to start with all the clothing that's going to represent all of your old beliefs, old patterns, the way that you have been. So we're just going to ask your soul and your mind to bring forward the way that you're dressed to represent how you are now in your mindset about luxurious living, about living in flow, living in abundance, living in love, living in prosperity. How many clothing items are you wearing? Is it like you're wearing a big coat? Are you wearing a big, you know, big jacket? Being aware of how you are at this moment, not where you want to be, but the truth of where you are. All right. And just to think about it, maybe you've got jumpers on and trousers on, and maybe you're wearing quite a lot of clothing, like that you're fully wrapped up. You might not be so much, but I just want you to visualize it for a second. Allow it to come forward from yourself, this vision of you wearing this clothing, of what it's representing of your beliefs, what's in the way, the energy that you've been holding. Okay. And just feel what that feels like to be in all that clothing. Just allow the feeling of it. It might feel heavy, might feel like you're being weighed down. Feels a bit hot, maybe, for the weather that you're in. Like maybe quite inappropriate. Maybe the weather's sunny and glorious and you're wearing all this thick coat. Yeah. What might have been appropriate when you grew up, maybe in a really cold environment. And I say that as in cold, maybe lacking, limited. Maybe you're dressing for a very limited perception. So you think you're going to be cold. You think you need this protection. When in fact, of course, you're trying to enter into a new world, a new realm, a newer frequency, a higher frequency, where it's warm. It's warm and sunny, just like your meditation. So just feel that. And just feel how your response is to that energy, to that vision, to that feeling. And are you ready to make a choice to let it fall away and step forward? So in front of you, I want you to just see a path forward, a new path forward. That's aligned with your soul, that's aligned with who you are, it's aligned with stepping into your luxurious living to embrace that every day. Making that choice. And as you decide and choose to step on this path and step forward, I want you to imagine your clothes falling off your body. They're just separating by themselves, and the clothing is just falling off your body. And just allow it to fall off as you take steps forward. And notice how you feel. Let it flow away, let it fall away. How are you allowed, you know, allowing yourself, how many items of clothing are you ready to let go of or allow yourself to let go of and to step forward? And it's okay, you can do as many as you can do at this moment. But just let them fall, let them go forward, and keep stating those steps forward with your soul. And just take a nice big deep breath in. Fill in, fill in, fill it, fill up, fill up, fill up, fill up, and hold, hold for the count of 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe out through your mouth. And you may just want to shake your body and just shake off any energy. Just shake everything off. Shake your arms, shake your body. Shake it all off. Shake everything out. Shake it up, shake it down. Shake it all off. Shake your shoulders off. Shake your body off. And just feel what it feels like to perhaps have let go of some of it, to lighten you up. All right, and bring yourself back. When you're ready, you might want to take a drink of water and drop any comments in the comment box. If you're watching on the replay, do it on hashtag replay. And as you're doing that, I want to talk about stories. And I really want to talk about fairy stories. So we have a lot of archetypal stories that are, we call them fairy stories, but in fact they've been archetypal stories. Carl Jung talked about them a lot, but they are stories that resonate with your soul about how you see elements of your life, your own life, what you're playing out. And it's a fantastic way of really tapping into seeing what your story is. So I just want you to think about, and you may want to journal on this, think about, what kind of fairy story are you living regarding money and luxuriousness? Okay. What fairy story are you living regarding money and luxuriousness? And in fact, probably not having money and probably luxuriousness. Okay. But that's genius. Absolutely. Kerry just said, sorry, I need to do this again to get the image of Joey from Friends wearing all of Chandler's clothes. And isn't that a great example? Great example. So we're going to talk about fairy stories. So what fairy stories are about lacking? So for example, my fairy story, the story I lived for a long time, has been Rapunzel. Okay, it's the one that always I can fall into if I'm out of whack. It's the story that it's so Rapunzel, you know, locked in a tower. She's alone, waiting for someone to save her. She's there for somebody else's benefit. So if you've ever watched Tangled, such a great example, you know, that her power is for somebody else, it's not for her, and she's always being told that she will eventually be let out, but not being let out, okay? And so in that money story, that means that I'm always waiting, you know, not now, but, you know, I fall into this pattern that it's waiting, and I'm separated, I'm waiting for somebody else to rescue me, it always has to get to desperation. That was the pattern that I played out a lot, that had to get to desperation. I wasn't here, you know, I wasn't, resources weren't for me because I was here for everybody else. So, you know, I wasn't going to receive for me because everybody else takes my light and therefore I can't have it. Now, that would be the negative story. So we are talking about negative, the negative patterns in your life, what story you play out. So another example is Beauty and the Beast. Seeing money as big, bad and ugly. Bad, bad money. You're good and money is bad. Yeah, you're good and luxury is bad. Can't have luxury, can't have money, can't have resources because money is bad. It's bad, it's evil, it's Beauty and the Beast. Now, if you're really, really, really good, though, you might get money to fall in love with you and transform by you being such a good girl. Yeah. the other example, you know, a rags to riches story of Cinderella. So, oh, I've got to struggle and suffer, and I've been put here by somebody else, and I'm a victim. And only if I have some fairy godmother, it will all be magic, and I'll go from rags to riches because underneath I'm really. You know, I'm really, you know, a princess and this is what I should be having. So, what else have we got? Regarding money. Oh, Ugly Duckling. There's a really good one that Eventually people will see me and pay me. That can come out in business. Eventually my truth will come out. I will be found. I will win the lottery. I will suddenly go from being unworthy to worthy. Like, oh, and I've suddenly won the lottery and the universe suddenly thinks I'm worthy. I mean, we can transfer all of this onto manifestation, by the way. So whether God's going to save me, the universe is going to save me, a prince is going to save me. And of course, as women, we have so many other programmings about the masculine, not about sexuality, but about the masculine, whether the male, the masculine energy. Oh, he's going to be, he'll come and save me, my prince, my king, he will save me and come with lots of money. Okay, so that I can only have money from men. So that gets played out with that all that rescuing. So Princess and the Pea. I used to tell myself a story when I was younger about a prince rescuing me after I was lost. Remind me a bit of the Princess and the Pea. I wonder if the Princess and the Pea. How does that work with money? Yeah, if I prove my worth, if I prove my worth, I will receive the riches. So yeah, very much. If I prove my worth, if I'm the special one, if I have some sort of specialness about me, and that I can feel the P, I will be a, I'm really a princess, and I will have this worth, and the money will come to me. So you can feel there's lots of stories about this. Tap into yourselves and really think about. What story, negative fairy story, you have been living about money and luxuriousness or not having luxuriousness? So, in fact, scarcity, holding yourself apart from money, okay, from abundance. And so, with that in mind, I have a soul aligned question for you, a kind of for reflection. So that when we're going to do this, I want you to do it with your journal, and then you can use this question. I'll type it again. So the question is, you may want to feel into it now as you're doing it, but I would do it writing. I really recommend writing out the question and letting the answer come through you. I cannot emphasize enough the power of using writing as a way, and particularly writing with your hand into a journal. Of bringing the energy through you, the soul communication, it bypasses your conscious brain and lets the information come through. So the question or the statement today, based on what is your negative fairy story, now that money and resources are completely done without limitations, and I feel deeply loved, supported, and safe in my decisions, desires, and actions. I am now choosing to live more luxuriously every day. I now choose to let go of the negative story that, now in this case, I've put in mine, okay, so yours will be fill it in. So I put the story that I am Rapunzel, trapped in a world I don't understand, and that I have no power and no magic, and that I'm alone in this tower, okay? Then the answer bit that we have in there is because this is no longer true for me and does not resonate with my soul, and it is just energy. I now choose a higher frequency. I now choose the truth. I now choose love. Now, based on what you put as your negative bit that you want to let go of, yeah. So, and here I put the that I am Rapunzel trapped in a world, yeah. So my I now I answer to this is I and I accept I am. So this is going to be your bit. I am free. I am powerful. I am magical. I am loved. Okay, those were my answers. So, as I said, it was. Now choose to let go of the negative fairy story that I am Rapunzel trapped in a world I don't understand, and that I have no power, no magic, and I am alone in this tower. The answer is then, I've chosen something different, and I accept that I am free, I am powerful, I am magical, I am loved. Now, of course, the thing is, you write it and then you must read it out loud. Read them out loud. Read them out loud until it resonates, and you can then use this to create yourself an affirmation to link with your power words. So let me know if you have any thoughts or feelings on that while I write this out for you. Now, oh, I've just realized I don't need to type that out. I have done it already. So jot anything. Right, that should be. Now that money and resources are completely done without limitations, and I feel deeply loved and supported and safe in my decisions, desires, and actions, I am now choosing to live more luxuriously every day. And now I'm choosing to. I now choose to let go of the negative fairy story that I am. Dot dot dot. Because this is no longer true for me, and does not resonate with my soul. It is all just energy. Just energy. I now choose a higher frequency. I choose the truth. I choose now choose love, and I accept dot dot dot. All right. So that's for yours to fill in. I would love to see on the replay. Okay. Oh no. Sorry. I deleted you, and I didn't mean to do that. Let me put that in. Okay. So that prompt is there for you. Now, as you're maybe popping anything in, or I had a thought today just on a really fun action. Okay, I'll come back to it in a second. So the answer was, yeah, that I'm a princess in the pea and need to be rescued by the prince who will provide me with what I think I am worth. Yeah, so there's some stuff for you to go maybe a bit deeper with that with a journal. And answer that question for yourself, writing out the answer, and then claiming what you actually want to be your new story. Because that's what you're saying is what your new story is. As mine was, I choose that I am, I accept my story is I am free, I am powerful, I am magical, yeah, I am loved, I am capable of doing this, I don't need somebody to rescue me, but I am powerful. So whatever your statement is, okay? So yes, coming back to the little fun activity, absolutely, you are capable of providing for myself and I know my own worth. Yes, I would highly recommend writing it out fully and claiming for yourself as well, okay? For your acceptance statements. So yes, fun activity was about I just had a thought today, just as a really fun thing of thinking about what is something that is a real shift for your luxuriousness. When was the last time you cleared out your knicker drawer? Okay. Underwear is such a sign about how we value ourselves. Yeah, because it's not about being seen by other people. So the question is, when was the last time you cleared out your old, graying, sagging, comfy underwear, the go-to underwear that you justify as your, I don't know, period pants and comfy pants? And I'm all for the fact that there is a space for that, but are you always moving towards that? Or when was the last time you bought yourself some beautiful new underwear just for you that makes you feel luxurious? Doesn't matter what you're wearing on the top, but it makes you feel luxurious and mainly looks luxurious. You feel luxurious in it, and it's designed to fit you properly. Like a bra that fits you properly does wonders to how you feel as a woman, yeah? Not because whether people look at your, it does make your clothes lie better. I mean, that is a number one fact about bras and how they should be fitted, but more importantly, that it makes you feel better, all right? Because you feel better in your clothing, and then your clothing lies better. All these things are little adjustments. So, as we're doing this, and you're listening to the meditation, and or through this week, I have been recommending things to do as little shifts to accept, accept more luxuriousness about how valuing yourself. I love that. So funny. Yeah, I was looking at new set today. Woo! Yes, for yourself. Yay, yay. So yes. So that's the playful suggestion for today. So you've got all this gorgeousness, this technique at the beginning. We've got, how are you doing little techniques? You've got the question. This is, and you've been dancing. I hope you've really enjoyed the music, your little dance tunes to get you going in the morning. Now, I just want to wrap up with a little dropping in. If you have been enjoying this, you've been seeing shifts, and you've been seeing how powerful it is in the way that I work, of it being mind, body, energy, soul, connecting you in, feeling the transformations, then I highly recommend you to take the next step and join me on SoulFlow. This is my 21-day soul-led system for abundance, more love and abundance. Basically, fast, easy. Now, some people have done it once, some people have done it twice, some people get amazing results. Huge shifts, and some of the women have been in there from having shifts. I mean, massive amount of job changes. People have moved house, they've bought houses, they're getting new partners, great sex. Things of their areas of their life that they wanted to shift has been shifting because they have been coming into what I call the receptive mode, and that is absolutely about luxurious living. Your meditation is all about being the receptive mode. And so building on this luxurious living 5-day program, really, it's an immersion. SoulFlow is a 21-day, takes you on a fast transformation with ease and grace. I highly recommend coming to join me. It starts again very, very soon. So check out the link. It's in the box. And I would definitely get on there and see the transformations be held in this space. It's another beautiful container that you will receive massive, massive transformations. Now, if you are one of the beautiful ladies who is watching this, who has been part of SoulFlow already, and you're doing it because you wanted to tap in and have another checkup, there is also SoulFlow Max. And that is for women who have been part of my SoulFlow program, who are ready to take it to the max, and they want to get one-to-one intensive help with me from a 30-day program where we actually do coaching one-to-one over 4 weeks to take your SoulFlow to a max. So taking your abundance, your love and abundance to a whole new level, and actually working with me one-to-one. Over that time, with intensives and basically with ease and grace and joy and fun, but you're being held by me personally. So, but that's for women who are part of who've experienced SoulFlow, and I highly recommend go and do SoulFlow, come join the fun and see massive transformations. But if nothing else, go and check out the link, see the testimonials, see what it's all about. Go and check it out. So that's for me today. I look forward to seeing you on any of the replay, hashtag replay. I'm happy to answer any questions. Tomorrow is our final day. I've got another beautiful experience for you. Keep listening to your amazing meditation, doing the dancing, and I look forward to hearing any feedback regarding your awareness of your negative fairy tales and what you're claiming now, and also how it felt as you released the clothing. You may want to repeat this after you've had your story awareness and redo the clearing of the clothing exercise. So I'm sending you much beautiful love. Have a wonderful rest of your day.